The killing spree of a notorious 19th century murderer named Jack the Ripper claimed five victims: Mary Ann Nichols, Annie Chapman, Elizabeth Stride, Catherine Eddowes, and Mary Jane Kelly were all prostitutes, and, with the exception of Elizabeth Stride, they were all horribly mutilated, with their throats slashed and organs removed. These victims were known as the Canonical Five, though it is believed that Jack the Ripper killed as many as 11 women. All the murders took place within a mile of each other, in Spitalfields, Aldgate, Whitechapel, and the City of London. The way the bodies were mutilated first led police to suspect that the killer had a good knowledge of the human body. Scores of butchers and slaughterers were investigated. The Metropolitan Police Service, popularly known as Scotland Yard, asked police surgeon Thomas Bond to draw up a profile of the killer. His assessment is one of the earliest examples of criminal profiling. Bond concluded that the five murders were indeed the work of a single killer, who would be solitary and prone to attacks of homicidal mania. He did not believe, however, that he had to have any special knowledge of anatomy. The case triggered a media frenzy, which turned the killer into an almost mythical figure. As a result, hundreds of letters were sent to the press and the police, many of them pranks. The nickname Jack the Ripper came from one such letter. On the 27th of September, the Central News Agency received a letter allegedly from the killer, which was sent on to Scotland Yard and was first believed to be a hoax. It started with, "Dear Boss," contained a promise to cut off his next victim's ear, and was signed Jack the Ripper. When Catherine Eddowes was found with a severed earlobe, the letter was taken seriously. Shortly after the "Dear Boss" letter, a postcard arrived at the same news agency, written in similar handwriting and referring to a double murder. Elizabeth Stride and Catherine Eddowes had both been killed the night before. The most disturbing missive, however, was the "From Hell" letter, postmarked 15th of October. This one was delivered to the Whitechapel Vigilance Committee, a group of volunteers that patrolled the streets of this East End district, and it arrived along with half a human kidney. One of Catherine Eddowes' kidneys had been removed by her attacker, though police at the time were unable to confirm it was hers. Almost 700 letters were investigated by police, but none of them helped them in their search. Nor was it helpful that the area was an overcrowded maze of dark and dirty alleyways, full of places to hide. The only possible clue left by the killer was a message written in chalk on a wall in Goulston Street that read, "The Jews are the men that will not be blamed for nothing." These words may have been written when the killer fled the scene of Catherine Eddowes' murder, as a blood-stained piece of her apron was found on the ground below it. Many Jewish traders lived in the area, and police removed the phrase, fearing retaliation. However, as with the letters, it did not prove useful in solving the murder. The killing stopped after 1888, and Jack the Ripper, never found or even identified, did not strike again.